You're holding Daf Lamed Hey. You'll start the Mishnah over again. Elu Dvorim Shodim Yoytze Behem Yidei Chavose BePesach. These are the things that you could be Yoytze the Mitzvah Matzah on Pesach. It's which type of wheat, which type of flour could the matzah be made from? Bechitin, it could be made from wheat, make the wheat into flour. Bisorim, you can make it from barley, wheat. Bekusmin, you can make it from spelt. Uveshifon, you can make it from rye wheat. Uveshibor l'shol, or from oats. These are the five minidogim that you could be yotzei the mitzvah matzah with. So Mishnah says, v'yotzin b'demai. You have yotzin b'demai. You yotzei with demai also. Now demai is peiros that you brought from an amoritz. Even though midrabbanan, you're not supposed to eat these wheat yet, until you first take off trumas meiser. Still, b'dieved, if you made matzah out of it, you are yotze, and we'll see in the Gemara why. Over meiser rishon shenot l'trumosai, if you have meiser rishon that you didn't give to the Levi, but you took off the trumas meiser from it first, you can also be yotze the mitzvah with this type of a matzah. Over meiser sheni, if you have a flour wheat that was meiser sheni, the hegdish, or else you were makdish it, sheniftu, that you were poider it. Poider it means you took off the kedusha of the hegdish off this the flour, or else it was meiser sheni also, you were poider the kedusha's meiser sheni onto the money, and now the flour becomes like chulin. So the churim pshita, you could be yotzei to the mitzvah's matzah, like why not? It's regular flour now. For a kahanim b'chala, the kahanim could be yotzei to the mitzvah matzah if chala. If they took off chala, and this a kohen is allowed to eat. So if he makes matzah from it, he's yotzei to the mitzvah's matzah. It's also pshita. Uve truma, same thing. If a kohen has truma, a kohen is allowed to eat truma. If he makes matzah from his truma, he's yotzei to the mitzvah. So the Mishnah avoloi b'tevel, but you cannot be yotzei matzah if you made it from wheat that is tevel, that you did not take off any truma samaisis at all. That's also midiraisa. Tzechi of misa b'dei shemayim if you tevel. Therefore, you're not yotzei yidei matzah. Voloi b'maisa rishon shleinok trumosai. Even if you took off truma gedola, but you did not, then you have the meiser rishon, and you did not give it to the Levi, and you did not take off the trumas meiser from it. The halacha of meiser rishon is you separate 1/10. That's supposed to be given to the Levi. Now, from this 1/10 that you give the Levi, that's called meiser rishon. You're supposed to take off another 1/10 of that, which is called trumas meiser, and give it to a kohen. And if you didn't do that, it's still called like tevel, and there's also a chiv misa if you eat it. So therefore, you are not yoytze mitzvah matzah if you have this meiser rishon that you did not take off the trumas meiser yet. For loy be meiser sheni, you're not yoytze with meiser sheni. For hegdish shloy nifto, for it's also pshita. If you have this wheat from meiser sheni or else as hegdish, and you go make it into matzah and eat it, pshita, you're not yoytze the mitzvah because it's an avera to eat it. Now, Rashi here in the Mishnah says a really a pshat why you're not yotzei on these things. Rashi says, by the kahanim b'chala v'truma. A kohen could be yotzei the mitzvah if he eats chala or he eats truma. So Rashi, ava Yisrael b'truma loy. But if Yisrael eats truma, he's not yotzei the mitzvah. Kedi aleph l'kamon, the Gemara learns out later, the Pasuk says, loy toichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzis. Vidashin mi she'enoi muzer al chimutzoi ele mishum chometz. You only yotze such a matzah that the only aver is if it becomes chometz, you're not allowed to eat as chometz. But no other aver is upon this chayfetz. Is that the yotze boy de chayfetz matzah? Yotze zeh she iso machmas iser acher. Mashenkin, if it's truma or any other iser, since besides the iser, if it would become chometz, you're not allowed to eat it. There's another iser involved. There's an iser of a truma involved. There's an iser of challah involved. Therefore, you're not yotze de matzah. Right, we'll see more in the Gemara. So the Mishnah later, Chala is ha-toida. If you have chala that you made to bring for a korban toida, which is also matzit, not chametz, or a kikei nozer, these are also type of matzit that you bring for the nozer when he brings his korban, and really they're not chametz, really they're made to be nizer, it should not be chametz. Still, also liyatzmoi, if a nozer or a person has to bring a korban toida, made these matzis, lishain, for his korban, and yotze behen, you cannot now on Pesach by night use a tea to be yotze the mitzvah's matzah. I will see in the Gemara why not, because it wasn't made l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Like learn out from the pasuk u'shmarta mesa matzais, you have to watch the matzah. It should be done l'shem mitzvah's matzah. Now these matzahs you baked almanas to use for korban toida, or else the nozer did it almanas to use for his korban. Therefore, you're not yotze de chavosin. What about also limcho bashuk yaitzubhen? But if he made it just amanat limcho bashuk to sell it, he did not make it to use for his own korban. He made it to sell. Then you are yaitza. This could be good to use for matzah the first night of Pesach. And the svar is that when you make it only amanat to sell to somebody that needs a korban toida or a nazir, it's not for sure they will buy it. And you have first in your mind on the tzad, they will not buy it. You want it to be a regular matzah. So you didn't pedafka make it l'shem something else. This is also called the shame mitzvah matzah chalonit. Or we'll see more in the Gemara exactly this Gemara. Sati Gemara. Tona. Learned in a braisa. Kusmin, what is this after minchitin? Spelt is another type of a wheat. It's in the wheat family. Shibarle shirl, that's oats. Veshifen and rye, minsar. That's a type of, that's in the barley family. Kusmin, what is this spelt? That's gulba. Shifrin, what is rye? That's dishra. Shibarle shirl, that's oats. That's shivili tala. That's the names of what you call these. Drashi, what does it mean, minchitim? Linyin shruma. The interment mi min al shena minoi. That when you wanted to map for shruma, you can't take from one min to another min. So it's nageya that if you have chitim, you're allowed to take shruma from kusmin for the chitim. For termin chitim al kusmin. Mashenkin, you can't do kusmin for barley, because it's not the same min. So that's what's nageya this braisa. That kusmin, spelt, and wheat is the same min, and the other ones, rye and oats, and barley is also the same min. Yeah, nurses weiter. Hani in, oiris v'doichin loy. It's a diak from the Mishnah, only these five minim can you make matzah from, and not from oiris, which usually means rice, or doichin of a milt. It's minohani mili. How do we know only these five grains could you make matzah from, and not from the grain, and not from rice? Or from milt. Omer Reb Shimon ben Lokish, v'chein tona deveri Reb Yishmael, v'chein tona deveri Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Omer Akro, because the pasuk says, loy soichal olav chometz, shivas yomim toichal olav matzos. So we dashing from this pasuk that says that you should not eat chometz, but 7 days you should eat matzah. What are we dashing? That devorim haboyim lidei chimutz, things that this type of grain, that if you make it into flour, if you let the flour stay long enough, it would become into chimutz. Is adam yoytze behen midei chavoseh b'matzah. Such type of grain, if you watch it before it becomes chametz, you are yoytze yedei matzah with it. Yotzu elu goes out these things like rice and like milt, shein boin l'dei chimutz. They never come l'dei chimutz. If you would make flour from rice and put water into it, you let it stay as long as you want, it wouldn't come l'dei chimutz. Therefore, you're not yoytze yedei matzah. Elo de sirchen. These things only come the day sirchen. Sirchen means like they stam spoil, but they don't become chimutz like cracky the way flour and the way wheat would become. So the Gemara says, so that's the pshat why oriz v'derchen is no good. So the Gemara mas nisin the late Reb Yechin and Benuri. Therefore, our Mishnah that holds only these five things and nothing else does not go like Reb Yechin and Benuri. The Omar, because he says oriz min dogin. He holds rice is also a type of a dogin, a type of a grain. V'chayov ma'achimutz ekoros. And if you eat it on Pesach when it becomes chametz, you're over the lav of eating chametz. So you see, according to Yechon ben Uri, oriz also becomes chametz. Therefore, you'd be out to the mitzvahs matzah with oriz also, according to Yechon ben Uri. Titanya, we don't have a braisa. Rabbi Yechon ben Uri, oise be oriz v'deichin. He says, asis. You're not allowed to eat any type of a food that has rice or has milk in it on Pesach, because it's very easy to become chametz. Like Rashi says, if you have any type of a food on Pesach that has inside it some rice or some milk, he holds it's awesome. And why? Because it's a korob lechimutz, that Rashi, alma boiler dechimutz. Because it comes with dechimutz, that comes very fast. All the day, yoitzin boy mishu matzah. So according to Yechon ben Uri, since it comes the day chimutz, if you let it stay long enough, if you watch it and bake it faster, so you could be yoitzin the mitzvahs matzah, according to Yechon ben Uri. So our Mishnah does not go like Yechon ben Uri. So Gemara says now, iboy luhu, shekorov lahachmitz, does it mean the kodim umachmitz, that means it becomes chametz very fast, or idilma korov lahachmitz heavy, it only becomes close to a ninyan of chametz, or the chametz gomer la heavy, but maybe it really does not become chametz gomer. So the Rashi v'nafkamina is the ain oynish chorus. Close to chametz means when you let this type of a flower stay with water, it becomes close to being chimutz. Mashmitz osim midiraisa, Rashi saying, just it wouldn't be the chiyuv koros. The chiyuv koros is only by regular chametz, and not by such chametz maybe that comes from rice and from milk. So that's the shaila. What's trying to be in the menuri? So Rosh says, Tosh Shema, come, I'll bring you raya. Titania, we learned in a price like this. You should know rice is mamish, a type of a mindogan, type of a good grain. It says clearly, if you make chametz out of it and eat it on Pesach, you chayit chorus. So you see, it's a regular chimutz. And who adin, if somebody eats it on makes matzah out of it, he could be yaitz's mitzvah matzah with it on Pesach. The same thing Rav Yochanan ben Uri used to say in the other Kiddush, that krom is chayeves bechala. Krom is another type of a grain that you make flour from. If you bake something with it, you make a dough with it, that dough is chayev and chala. For the Gemara, my krom is, what is this krom is? Om Rabbaya shits nisa. For the Gemara, ma shits nisa, what is that? Om Rapapa shits nisa dimishtakcha beni kal nisa. Type of grain fibers that you find ben klinisa. So Rashi says this is a ktsas, it's a ktsach, shakur benila balaz, ogulhu, it's round. Kain dochin, it's a type of a milt. Vishokhur, it's black. Another pshat Rashi says is you find it in rye. Some type of fibers of the grain. So according to Rabbi Yechle Manuri, this is also mechuyiv in chal, if you make dough out of this. You have a dough. Pasha dough means you made it from flour, one of the five grains, it says like in the Mishnah. And instead of putting water into it, you put in either wine or else oil or else honey. If you let this dough rise and become into chametz and eat it on Pesach, you won't have a chiyuv koros feeding it. It's not chametz. Yosef Rav Papa of Rav Huna bread Rav Yeshua came with Rav Yidi Baravin. They were sitting in front of Rav Yidi Baravin. The Yosef Rav Yidi Baravin for Kamanamnim. His Rav Papa and Rav Huna were sitting in front of Rav Avin when he was dozing off. Omalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, Omalei Rav Huna bread Rav Yeshua Rav Papa. So Rav Huna bread Rav Yeshua said to Rav Papa, my time with the Rosh Lakish. What's the time of Rosh Lakish? What's wrong with this dough that has inside it this wine and the shemen and vash? Why do you say it becomes chametz? You're not chayav karas if you eat it. Why not? Omalei answered back, the Yom HaKroah, the Pasuk says, lo yisaych al olav chametz, shivas yom teich al olav matzis. So we dash in dvorim shodim yoytzi behem yedei chavosei b'matzah. Such a type of a grain that if you make it into matzah, you could be mekayim mitzvahs matzah, chayav ma'achamutzei karas. If you let it stay longer with its water and let it rise to become chametz, if you eat it, you chayav koros. V'yeho mashenkin, this type of a dough that you didn't put water in, you only put wine inside it. Hoyu v'yeinodim yoytzi bo yidei chavosoi. If a person would make it into matzah, he would not be yoytzi his chiyav matzah. Why? To have elei matzah ashira. Because this is called a rich type of a matzah, it's not called lechem oini, you will not be yoytze mitzvahs matzah. V'meila, ein chayov machemutze koros. That's what they wanted to say. Therefore, such a matzah, that instead of putting water inside it, you put wine or shemen or dvash, it's a rich type of a matzah, this matzah, you're not yoytze yidei mitzvahs matzah. Therefore, such a dough, if you let it rise and come into chametz, you're not chayev koros feeding it on Pesach either. That's the way they wanted to answer. Rashi says clearly like that, b'yayin v'shemen le'nosen b'mayim, you do not put any water into it at all. And chayot machos akoros, demei perusei machmitzen klakamon. Alright. So now the habaminer is, what's tran v'shlokish? The habaminer is, even though it becomes a day chimutz, but since you're not yoytzi a day matzah with such a dough, therefore there's no chiyuv koros if you eat such a dough of chametz. So the Gemara, eisvei rafuna bread rav yeshua rav papa. So rafuna bread rav yeshua, he has to kasha back to rav papa. That can't be pshat. There's a dolocha that himchu, if you melt it down, like you have lechem, and you melted it down, the gomu, and you swallow it. In other words, you like dissolved bread in water, and now you drank it down. The dolocha is in chometzu einish koros. If you drank it down on Pesach, since it's chometz, yichayev koros. Via matzu, let's say you dissolve this matzu in water, and now you drank down this water, is alocha ein odim yoytzi yedei chavos bepesach. You can't be in a kind mitzvah matzah, which is such a type of eating the matzah by drinking it down.
Now, the kasher is v'hochor. Over here, we see diyena d'myoytsa yidechavosei b'matzah. Such a type of a matzah that's dissolved in water, and you drink it down, you're not yoytsa mitzvah matzah. Still, we say v'chayov v'malchamutze karis. If someone would have the same type of a bread that's mamish chametz and soak it down in water and drink it down, he'd be chayiv karis. Why? Why don't you say like you're saying Shan Mashlokash is, since this dough is a rich dough that you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah, you're not chayiv karis. So say the same thing here also. Since by drinking down matzah you would not be yoytze mitzvahs matzah, by drinking down chametz you should not be chayiv karis. And here we see now, even though you're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah, but still, since this is a heftzah, this is bread, what do I care now that you himchu, you dissolved it in water, but it's still called eating chametz. So, it's a kasha and mashlokish. What do I care if this type of dough has the wine inside it? That you not yoytze mitzvahs matzah, but since lamais it's chametz, there should be a chiv karas for eating it on Pesach. So the Gemara issa b'hu Ravidi Baravin. Ravidi Baravin now woke up. As before, they were talking in front of him, but he was sleeping before. Now he woke up. Omalu, he answered in the back, Dardaki, like little children. Hainu time of the Resh Lakish. I'll give you the real pshat in Resh Lakish. Mishum the heavy lu may peris. The pshat is because, what did you put into this dough? True, you had flour, wheat flour, but you didn't put water in. You only put the may peris, that means the juice from fruit, either wine, or else shemen, or else honey. The klal is, umay peris ain machmitzim. When you only put in may peris into the flour, the may peris does not make it chimitz. That's the pshat. There's lemaisa, them see it, there's no chimitz here. That's why if you eat it on Pesach, you're not chayiv karis. Now before Rashi says, what's wrong if you like swallow down the matzah? Why are you not yoytze? So the bottom Rashi said, the lav derech achila kochle. You're not eating the derech achila. The derech to eat matzah is by chewing it. If you dissolve it in water and swallow it down, that's not called the derech achila. So b'kitzah pshat from our Gemara is that you can only make matzah out of these five type of grains. That these grains, if you let them stay with water, they could come with the chimutz. That's why you yoytzi de mitzvahs matzah. Mashenkein by rice and by milk, even if you let it stay with water, it will not come with the chimutz, therefore you're not yoytzi de mitzvahs matzah. And who adin by May Paris were coming out now, that putting May Paris into flour does not make it chimutz, therefore you're not yoytzi de mitzvahs, therefore, there's no chiyuv karas for eating it on Pesach. It's not considered you're eating chametz. So the more vayta. The Mishnah says yoytze b'demai v'maiser. If you have a flour that's demai, you bought it from an amoritz, still you could yoytze the mitzvah. Fretu d'gmor demai holei chozilei. The terakasher is demai, but mid rabbonin you're not allowed to eat this until you first take off trumas meiser. So why are you? why could it be yoytze the mitzvah matzah? And the Gemara, kivon di boi mafkul nichse. If a person would want to make all his nechasim, all his property hefka, make it like onus list, his heavy oni, then the person himself would become a poor man. Be'oichul demai, then he's allowed to eat demai. We'll soon see that's a mishnah like that. Therefore, the Mara says, hashtanami, right now, even though you did not give up all your property, even though you're a rich person, still we say chazilei. It's considered as if demai is roy for you to eat. We'll soon see what Rashi says. The Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah, Ma'achilan es onim demai. If you have an oni, you're allowed to feed him demai. V'yesach sanoi demai. If you have a guest over your house, you also, the guest, the Mishnah there says, the Rashi says, it means if you have the army men that used to stay by the people houses, so you have to feed them, you're allowed to feed them demai. V'yom ha'rafuna tona, the Funa said like this, Tona learned like this, Beisham, my Oimrim, ain't machilin esonim demai. Beisham is the one that says, no, you're not allowed to feed the poor people demai. V'yesachsanoi demai, and yachsanoi demai. Or Beisilu loimrim machilin. But Beisilu says, no, there's a kula that you are allowed to feed the poor people and the army men demai. So therefore, what's the pshat? Why are you yoitza the mitzvah's matzah? So let's see Rashi. Rashi learns pshat. The top Rashi, demai holy chazile. If you're aminu lekamon, we learned later, mishir sura mishum ba toicha chometz levadoi ato yoytze bo lishum matzah. What type of a matzah are you yoytze? If the only type of an issa that could have been with it, that it would have been chometz. Mashenkin yotze mishesh lo yisur acher. Mashenkin, you have a type of a dough that have some other issur on it. You're not yoytze mitzvahs matzah. So, or else another pshat Rashi says is hevelei mitzvah bo biaveira. If you're eating the matzah, but it has another iser on it, you're not yoytze the mitzvah because it's considered a mitzvah. It's considered a mitzvah bobi avera. So the Gashi rules also, since it's demai and with rabboni nalarit demai, why are you yoytze the mitzvah? The Torah says Rashi has to name chazleis. Rashi learns pshati is to chumra the rabbonim bialmhu to roy v'amoritz meisvenheim. That the whole yisaid of demai is only a very big chumra. The rabbonim just said like not eat it. But they didn't really make it for chetz of an iser. Therefore, it's a right, if you have a poor person, the rabbonim will make him, you're allowed to feed him demai. Even though midiraisa, you're not allowed to feed him something that's osur, if it would be an iser tevel, it would be osur. Now, the pshat of the Rashi says, really, roi v'amoritz does take off trumas and isers. So really, it should be mutter to eat. Just rabbonim gave a special chumra not to do it. So it's like mitchila, don't do it. But to give it to a noni, it's mutter. Therefore, now that you're eating it for matzah, the Rabbanan didn't say you're not yoytze the mitzvah's matzah. It's not considered a cheftza the isurim, therefore you're yoytze the mitzvah's matzah. Yirashi lachanoi, chayolos malcha Yisrael, the army men, hamotolon abnei ayoros, the people in the city, lezoinim have to feed them. Logan aleim yoyveim, since the army men come to fight for them, to protect them, the Yisraelim heim deo Yisrael, the army men are yidin, v'rei heim kaniim, hoyo v'yenim b'mkoimim. Since the army men are not at home now, they're away, so they're considered like poor people, that's why the lachari, you're allowed to feed them demai. So you just see that the Mai is the Pshat, it's only a Chumra B'yalma, not a Chefsa D'Yisura, therefore you Yaitse Mitzvah Smatzah with the Mai. Yeah, then the Mishnah says weiter, that Mai Sarishan should not look Trumosai. If you have Mai Sarishan, that's the first tenth, after you took off Truma G'dayla, then you take off one tenth, that you're supposed to give to a Levi, and the Levi now is supposed to take off Truma Smaiser. He takes off one tenth of that tenth. For the Gemara Pshita, if we're talking about Pasha that the Levi already took off the Trumas Meiser, he took off his tenth, so it's Mamash Chulun, everybody's allowed to eat it. What's the Chiddush that you can make matzah from this? So Marian says, Lo Tzricha, the Chiddush of our Mishnah is, She'ekdimo b'shibolim. We're talking about that the Yisrael took the wheat when they were still in the Zangin, in the Shibolim, still in the stalks. The first Yisrael took off right away Trumas Meiser, but he did not take off Truma Gedolah. Usually the way you're supposed to do it is, first you take off Truma Gedolah, and then you take off Meiser Rishon, and from the Meiser Rishon you take off another tenth to give to Trumas Meiser. Here this Yisrael right away went and took off the Trumas Meiser before he took off the Truma Gedolah. So the Gemara says now it's a chiddush that you're allowed to eat this wheat. Ukud Rabbi Yavua. It goes according to Rabbi Yavua. The Yomer Rabbi Yavua, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Rabbi Yavua said over the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish that Meiser Rishon, if you have Meiser Rishon, Shehegdimo Bishibolim, that you made it first, you took it when it was still in its stalks, is Potter Mitruma Gedola. You should know your Potter from taking off from it a Truma Gedola. Shenema, because the Pasuk says, V'hari moisem mimenu truma sashem. He's supposed to take off truma from this meiser. So we dashin meisem mina meiser, that he's supposed to take off truma sashem means meisem mina meiser. Take off truma's meiser from meiser. So we dashin meisem mina meiser amati lecho, v'loi truma gedolah u truma's meisem mina meiser. That if you made here meiser rishon, and from this meiser rishon you took off truma's meiser, even though you did not take off Truma Gedolah yet, still the Pasuk says you're potter. You're allowed to eat this Truma now, even though you never took off Truma Gedolah. Now, the Pasuk says that when you have Meiser Rishon, from Meiser Rishon, the Chiyuv is to take off Trumas Meiser, one tenth to give it to the Kohen. But there's never a Chiyuv to take off two types of Trumas from Meiser. So here, where the Yisrael did not take off Truma Gedolah first, but first he rather went straight to make Meiser. He took out one tenth for Meiser, and from that Meiser he's now taken off Trumas Meiser. The law is he did not have to take off Truma Gedolah from here, because that's this posik, that Meiser mina Meiser, v'loi Truma Gedolah Trumas Meiser mina Meiser. So that's the Chiddush here. It's a tremendous Chiddush on the Mishnah. Even though he did not take off Truma Gedolah, still he's allowed to eat it. Like Rashi says, Shegdimo bishibolim. As Hamaiser, the Yisrael went and took off Meiser first, hikdim the Truma Gedolah. Before he took off Truma Gedolah, he took off Meiser. Koydim miruach, even before miruach. The min hatera Truma koydemus lemeiser. Midiraisa, first you're supposed to take off Truma Gedolah. The Rashi is kori rachmona. That's called the first thing.
Or after you took off a truma gedola, which midiraisa has no shear as much as you want, who nice say meister rishon levi, then you take off 1/10 to give a levi. Yeah, that's the way you're supposed to. The yachshod herim halevi the kidmu kadesh lo yechasrenu hakoyin echad mechamishim. Now what happened was this Yisrael went straight and took off the meister rishon and gave it to the levi, and the levi first went ahead and took off truma smeister and did not take off truma gedola. So the halacha is, according to Rabbi Huha, you're allowed to eat these peris now, even though you did not take off truma gedola. So that's a tremendous chiddush, that such wheat that never had truma gedola taken off, only truma smeiser, you're also allowed to eat. So the Gemara, Omale Rav Papa Labayis, Rav Papa said to Abayi, Elo Mayatev, this is true, Afilu Hedimo Bekri, what do you say only when you first take off the meiser from the stalks? What about the first you took off the wheat and made a mamish into a kri? Or you separated the wheat from its stalks and you made a whole pile of wheat and you made a kri, you smoothed it down. The chura din should also be the same halacha. Nami lifter, that if you first take off meiser rishon and then you took off trumas meiser before you took off truma gedola, you should be potter. And we know the halacha is not like that. Or Malay, he answered back, Olech Omakro, and this the Pasuk says, Mikol mat noisechem torimu. From all your matonas, you have to give off truma. We darshin as cold, Mikol mat noisechem torimu, as cold truma sashem. That we darshin, cold truma sashem means you have to give all type of trumas. You even have to give truma gedela and truma smeister. So who is the steer in the psukim? For the Gemara, my rayas, how do you make a difference? There it says, Hai idgin v'hai la idgin. That idgin means, like we're saying, you took out the wheat and piled them up and smoothed down the pile. Midiraisa, right now, these wheat is mechuyiv now in truma gedola and truma smeiser. So once the chiyuv was chal upon this wheat, now, even if you go fast and take meiser first and truma smeiser, you do not pati yourself from taking off the truma gedola. Since you first made it into a pile, that the chiyuv truma gedola was already chal, the chiyuv cannot go off. That was saying a chiddush before for Rebbe Avuha, that there is a case that you could take meister rishon first and pati yourself from truma gedola. That's only if you did it when it's still in its stalks. That's before you made it idgin, before you made it into a kri. That the pshat from a stalk is when the wheat is still in the stalk, midiraisa, you're not mechuyiv yet to take off truma gedola yet. If you want to eat it, it's mutat eat it right now. It's only mechuyiv to take off. There's an itz to eat it only when it comes idgin into a kri. But the halacha is, if you want to, though, you could take off truma gedola and truma smeiser. So when the wheat is still in its stalks, that right now there's no chiv yet of truma gedola, then we dash in the pasuk that if you fast go ahead and make meiser rishon and take off truma smeiser from the meiser rishon, that your potter from then on taking off truma gedola. That's because the truma gedola was never chal yet, because it was not idgin. So only if you want to, you can make it. Mashenkin, once the wheat became into a matzav of a kri, that you pulled out the wheat and you smoothed out the pile, that now that's called idgin, it's called kri. Midiraisit mechuyiv to take off truma gedola. Once the chiyuv was chal, we say the chiyuv can't come off. Then you always mechuyiv to take off truma gedola. Even in the case that you would take meiser rishon first and take off truma smeiser, that's the second pasuk that says no. Mikol matnosechem terim was called truma sashem. That on more the chiyuv, you always have to give truma gedola. So Mel, that's the chiddush of our Mishnah, that in the case where you took the truma smeiser from the stalks and you did not take truma gedola, the halacha is you're allowed to eat this wheat, there's no iser, and if you make matzah out of it, you yoytzi de chavosoi on Pesach. Yeah, Moros says weiter, meise sheni vehegdish sheniftu. That's what the Mishnah says, that you are yoytzi de chavos a matzah. Shita fet gemara vada, why not? If you're niftu, you're paid to them, it's mutte, it's chulim. And here we're talking about when you appointed the Maisa Shein, you took money and said that the Kedusha of the Perish should go on the money, or else you took the Hegdish and you said the Kedusha of the Hegdish should go on the money, you did not give a Chaimish. It's the extra fifth that you're supposed to. For Kamash Mulan, the Chiddush is the Ein Chaimish Makiv. That even though you didn't give the Chaimish is not Makiv. Still, the pidyon is chal, and therefore it's yosel chulin. Therefore, you ate to the mitzvah matzah with such a type of a flower.